So what time did you start making?
9 o'clock. Everybody had to be here by 9. But by 10, if the ones that didn't show, we go replace the name. But we didn't get our supplies in this weekend, so we're limited to 7. This is the amount that showed up anyway, so we got enough for 7 of us.
First time making mitts?
Yeah.
Pretty all color.
What
is it? Red,
you did it.
Red sealskin.
Wow.
Who you make on your mitts?
They're bros that can add them this afternoon. There's only cheese and
couple bacon. Years ago, when I was in high school, when I was in grade 9.
Mm-hmm. In Elusive?
Yeah.
Is this done?
Yeah. Oh, can I show you a tip on that part when you mix again? You put in your fur in the inside with your needle.
It's really long. It's really long. It's really hard. Mm-hmm. They are fine.
And this is yours today, Ben.
Yeah. I got a workshop from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and
first time.
Maybe Thursday. Nope, they had to put their names in. I was posting the room last week, 2 weeks ago. Nope, they had to put their name in by Friday, and we're short on supplies because we didn't get any of
the same time. How long are you doing? First, you look at the sales thing, how big it is. And I thought you were not doing it, but you go ahead. If it's just not for one sales, you just go ahead. But if it's not for two, you kind of out to look it, just figure it out. And first thing you do when you get a fishing, you center it. Center it just for the guideline.
Hmm. Like here, like this. Just an idea where the center is. So you could put your, so it won't be so much one side or this side. Mm-hmm. So you should just have a guideline right there. And then you can make two.
Oh, I never thought of that.
And it depends on what kind of silk your color is. Like that natural color, you want to do. Rose, could I use your.
Show them the color.
So if you watch your hisik, you want to get the same color. Mm-hmm. Sorry, the same color. Because if this, if this was in the middle and this one go on the side, it would be this color. And they would be odd. But honey bang it a different color, it's not too bad in different color. So you are trying to make a chigi. You're trying to make same thing. And this is like you did it same spot, so you got same color. See? It's not too bad, like the same color, same pattern. And when you decide which left, which right, you look at it. I would want this on the right hand. So I use this right hand here because I want this darker. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be darker up here on top. It's always good to have one side darker. Hangani. And that's how you look at it before you cut it. And you center it. Get the idea. I always center it. Mm-hmm. Just to put the guideline. Mm-hmm. And so it won't be like this when you're sewing it. Easy to do. You want this and this meet, so that way you'll know it's in the center. So you center this, and this is what I always does.
The front parts to it.
Front parts?
Thumbs. This part.
No, I don't bother with that. I used to try, but I don't bother with that anymore. Because some of them got together. You can do that if you want. I just do this. Because you just got to watch the corner. Corner,
yeah, just look corner. Thinking of it now, then it wouldn't matter then, because you start from the side.
But when you gather, it could matter, but it's just, I used to. You get used to it after a while.
Mm-hmm. So where did you get all your patterns from?
I got one men's one from my dad, and I got some when I went to McCormick from Clara Ford, and I went to, my brother Jack had some from Gummy Georgia, from Georgia River, men, women's, and kids' size. It's mostly for moose hide, but I use that for the shell skin as well. It's really, really nice. And my mom, I got some of my mom's patterns there. When I use them, like this pattern there that I never really use it, and if I didn't use it yet and teach,
I wouldn't know what to do, so I make sure that I use the ones that I'm used to, because I know when to start gathering and when to do.
So have you been making bugs for a long time now?
Yes, not long as I want to. It's really because my mom, my aunt actually, told me that I have to have my boy on my husband's bugs. So I was trying to do it once a year because I hated doing it, because I hated the smell of basic. I had to facilitate it and cut it, and so I learn as I go. I start doing it regularly more, and the more I do it, I realize that's the only way I want to know how. Mm-hmm. To keep my kids some warm hands like that. They magala to shak kuto ang nabiniga. Like, I want to carry on what my grandmother has said, that we have to keep it. That's the only way it's going to be done. So I start doing more and more. I'm still learning as I go, but I learn something different every time I do it. I made a lot of mistakes. That's the only way I figure things out. Like, one of the first ones I made, I just cut it out anyhow, like the saw. But learn later day stretches, any material stretches. And I learned that it can stretch this way, sideways, or up this way. You want them to stretch this way. Because if you come up, you stretch this that way, they'd be right broad, which is good too, I guess. But it would be more warmer if it was stretched this way. So you stretch the material sometimes, put on natural one there.
So about how many people wanted to do the mitt making?
I think there was almost 20 put their names in.
Wow.
But a lot didn't show and backed out by this weekend and this morning.
Wow, lots of interest though, eh?
Yeah. So I went ahead and picked them because we saved the names in that bucket. So I went and picked them another name.
You don't mind?
You don't know my name was put in. My mommy has to put it in.
So what about the Hiselik then? When is that going?
Nobody put their names in.
Okay.
So we will try
to get
after Christmas because it's too busy.
Yeah, that will be good though. I want to do that way.
Yeah.
Do you do programs after hours too?
You want to overlap? I'm going to show you overlap.
She wanted
okay?
a day, so
I'm not looking at this yet.
We're done my schedule already, and we didn't have these lights
start
up for that. So
I don't worry about that.
I didn't know evening programs, but usually I have
show you
Wednesdays for youth from 6 till 8. Like
I don't like to go too close
because
it tears up. I like to go
dark. And last 3 weeks I was doing Saturday. Either youth or with family. So if there's any interest of something else, like, you can always give me a call and plan something. Like if somebody worked during the week.
Okay, I'm going to worry about.
You want to learn how to make something.
Dish, no?
If it's not too long, it can be in the evening, but if it is like weather or something, we can do it on a Saturday.
A few stitches at a time, you can move it.
If only I wasn't working.
And I always do Saturdays, but Sunday afternoon.
You
go down. That's not for me.
Gee, I love the colors where you get all the different skin colors from.
This time I told
everything
like
from Paris tents.
Yeah.
Oh, goose bean.
Yeah.
Grandparents, and
this
the only thing they use is tapo. Everything is coming back for tapo, no?
Got this right? How far do I keep sewing? I had hard time when I had to.
Very cute. I like it. Una ho? You gotta go to the corner.
Okay,
Ron, you go to the corner. You stop. If it looks like it's a corner, you stop. Doris, almost from the other one. Doris, Dapo? Oh, yeah. When you do your Dapo, you stop. Okay. Right there. Got it? I see you in town. Okay. So you see an evening young young old kid, just go the way you want to learn.
Too much fun anyway. Should we make tickets?
When you making something, your mind is going. And you're thinking of how it's going to be. It's going to be, when it's brand new, it's good. It's fluffy and everything. But when it gets old, it's going to get into shape, and every little detail, you're going to just wonder, is there right or is there wrong? And when you're doing that, you're thinking about, okay, just how it was. Like when you do more than one, when you do a lot, you're going to know, oh, that's how it was, that's how it is, that's not the way, that's how it acts, it's how it takes. So your mind is constantly going. So you just keep at it. Don't feel bad whatsoever if you thumb up. Love it. I love it when people thumb up, just helping me to teach you. Okay? It's all about fun and learning. Okay, he was overlapping, right? Good, so you went there.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep trying to overlap. Okay.
Okay. How far do I go from there?
Okay, no. Tie it from there. But if you want to keep doing that, you could too.
First time making.
Okay, just tie this one and then do the other one.
That's all from.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yes, that's it.
Regular
one for a couple ones,
isn't it? Yeah. Where's the ankle?
No, you could find a thicker one.
Where's the stitch going on the back?
Don't worry about it. When
you make
it
one part?
Yeah, so just have
yourself?
It overlap. Because
when
you.
Depends on when
they're done. You can sew this part too to put it together. You could if you want.
The adult or kid size?
You just get it together, okay? You are doing this with them. That's why it's really important.
I hope you guys all have enjoyed your day.